Now, which historical hero does this remind you of?
The famous bit from the overture to the opera William Tell by the great Italian composer Rossini. Premiered in Paris in 1829. It's absolutely massive and it hasn't been performed in Australia for 140 years. So why has the Victorian Opera decided that the time is right to bring us this epic work? Richard Mills is the artistic director of the Victorian Opera. He's conducting this production and he's sitting here in the music studio at the piano. Hello, Richard.
Hi, Michael.
Nice to have you here. Also with you in the studio is Rodula Gaetano, who is the director of the show. She was born in Athens. She trained in Paris. She's now based in London. Rodula, welcome.
Hello, Michael. Thank you for having us.
And Leanne Keegan plays Hedwige, who is the very resolute wife of William Tell. Hi, Leanne.
Hi.
Richard, remind us who William Tell was.
Well, William Tell was a historical figure, a Swiss patriot that led an uprising against a tyrannical Austrian regime in the 14th century. How much is true, how much is legend, we don't know. But it's a powerful story, as Rodula will tell you, of oppression and struggle against oppression and eventual victory. And an oppression which denies people freedom of association, freedom to have family, freedom to have traditional observances, etc. and so on. It's a cruel and very oppressive regime, as doubtless it would have been in the historical time, but that's as much as we really know about him factually.
So, Rodula, the story of the opera is, well, it starts in a beautiful Swiss town, countryside, where people are being forced to kneel down in reverence before a hat. Tell
before
us what's going
hat,
on
yes.
here.
In our production, it's before the golden bust of the tyrannic governor, Gessler. But yes, his medium of oppression is through humiliation as well. He likes seeing people suffering, not only physically, but mentally as well.
Right, so you've exchanged the hat for an actual bust of the man, have
indeed,
you?
Indeed.
Right. And William Tell is there and he refuses to go down on one knee.
He refuses to go down on one knee. He's accompanied by his son, Jimmy, who is a very brave and slightly cocky teenager who spits on the bust. So the father has to protect the son and he takes the risk for him and he offers his life. But Gessler, seeing how affectionate the relationship is, decides to take everything a step further and comes with this perverted plan to place an apple on the head of the sun and having Guillaume Tell, William Tell, who's a very famous archer, shooting that apple off the head of his son. It's a very famous moment in the opera. It's a very famous moment in the story. But putting it back into its right context, it's extremely brutal.
So, Leanne, this gives you the opportunity to do a lot of singing because the Austrians say they're going to let him go, but they don't. They take him prisoner anyway. They take William prisoner anyway. And Hedwige, she does a lot of singing, especially in Act 4. You're going to sing one of the songs from that part of the opera. What are you going to perform for us?
This is the prayer. She's gathered all of the women together, and many of the women that she's gathered have actually already been fighting, and she's saying that she wants to go and get Gessler and that they will rescue Guillaume.
And it's a really defiant prayer, isn't it? I mean, it's really
is.
Rousing stuff.
Yeah, she's pretty browned off with the whole situation.
Yeah.
Wants
you
her husband
you
back.
Who are the hope of the weak, or maybe we should say you who are the hope of the downtrodden. It's really appealing to God as the rescuer of the people who are the oppressed.
Yes, and also Matilda has said that she's going to step in and with her authority as the princess, she will step in and do as much as she possibly can to save him as well. So it's as much a prayer to God as it is to Matilda as well.
All right. Well, here they are performing live in the studio, Richard Mills at the piano and Leanne Keegan singing the prayer of Hedwige, "You who are the hope of the downtrodden." Was absolutely fabulous. If that doesn't turn the hearts of tyrants, I don't know what will. Leanne Keegan with that song from the opera William Tell, from the production by the Victorian Opera, Richard Mills at the piano. Richard, this is a very politically charged story. It's the story of a popular rebellion. Has it ever got anyone into trouble?
The censors were kind of interested in it in the 19th century. Particularly the Italian censors, as you know, of course, in the whole Risorgimento movement in Italy, where Verdi was such a great hero in the struggle for the unification of Italy, this opera certainly raised eyebrows, as it did in France, and the censors did have various goes at it, but because it was so specific to Paris, Michael, I mean, it's got everything in it that wiggles and turns. I mean, we've cut a lot of it out because the whole habits of theatre going have changed. The opera in those days was completely different to what it is today. The opera house was a centre of civic life where all sorts of business was transacted, social interaction occurred, and, let it be said, probably a quantum of mischief as well. The Parisian Jockey Club, the Society for the Improvement of the Breeding of Horses in France, actually financed quite a lot of the Paris Opera of those years, and they had particular favourites among the ballerinas, and they'd like to go and have dinner while the opera was sort of warming up, you know, getting started, and then they'd come in for Act Two, where they wanted to see their ballerinas. That's why there was always a ballet in Act Two or Act Three of the operas that were written for that theatre, Gounod's Faust, for example, and it's why Wagner's Tannhäuser was taken off after four performances, because it had the ballet at the beginning.
So, no good at all. What were they thinking?
Exactly.
Here we are now worried about how we persuade people to buy drinks at interval, because that's where the real money is.
Well, you're not wrong.
In those days, there was a more salacious kind of entertainment available. I'm sure the Jockey Club enjoyed the overture to this, the galloping.
Well, they wouldn't have been there, Michael. That's the thing. Probably.
Oh, yes, all right. I see. No, point taken. So this opera has a reputation for being a bit difficult to perform, Richard. It's, well, originally 4 hours long. Why have you decided to take it on?
Well, Michael, the thing is that, you know, Victorian opera's motto is to reimagine the potential of opera for everybody. And this is a great dramatic work. At its core, it's like Shakespeare. It's the whole world encapsulated on stage in this great story of heroism and struggle. And, of course, it's like cleaning away a Rembrandt in a way. you know, the curators come and they clean away the faded varnish. They reveal the true depth of the colours. And in a way, that's what we've done, I think, to this in our own kind of modest way, is Rodula and I, we did a lot of work at the beginning because the habits of theatre going and attention that people give to entertainment today is completely different than it was in the 19th century. The audience would talk all the time through the show. And then everyone now is very quiet because of Wagner's reforms in opera and making the theatre a temple. People come in and the whole way we perceive time in the theatre has changed. So we need to have something that's very tight dramatically. And, you know, an audience, an opera audience, doesn't want to see loads of cavorting about, you know, with pretty flowers and maidens and hoops and God knows what, that were... The Act One in the original version never ends. There's so much of this stuff. And, yeah. And we've just taken a huge slice of that out. A huge slice of Act Three is gone.
A short show is a good show.
That's though, right.
So,
yeah.
So Rodula, can you pick up the theme here that that Richard is pursuing? What have you done to get this massive opera to work for the modern audience?
Well, continuing from what Richard said, the thing that was very, very important for me was to have a strong narrative line. And I think we managed to do that with the version that we came up with. The other thing is, for me, that it's the work with the chorus was very important because this is truly a chorus opera. They are another protagonist. They are on stage for about 2.5 hours, and it's their story. It's the story of this peaceful and rural community uprising against their oppressors. So we had to follow their journey. And I think we managed to have something that dramatically makes great sense.
Yeah, the chorus is very important in this opera, isn't it? Because they're not just there to provide a kind of musical backing. They're a key part of the story.
Indeed.
And a lot of the numbers involve the chorus on their own or key characters singing with the chorus.
Yes, yes. They have scenes that there is just them singing. They have scenes that they're joining in the principals, and we have really big scenes where, you know, the action evolves and it's about 60 people on stage being parts of one big scene.
Well, the Victorian Opera is a genuinely exciting company, and this is the hugest production you've ever undertaken. You've got the biggest chorus, you've got the most costumes you've ever had in a single production. So, Richard, is there a politics to this? I mean, we talked about the politics then. Are you doing it for political reasons or are you doing it just because the music's so great?
Well, the primary inspiration of it, Michael, is the music, because we do have now an international reputation for the bel canto repertoires. You know, we've done, at the end of this year, we'll have done all the major Bellini operas in concert. So it's logical now to start to explore the opera seria of Rossini, which are very neglected, and they're great, great works that it'd be great to hear in Melbourne. So, in fact, Guillaume Tell was actually done in Melbourne in 1876. I mean, God knows what it was like, but they did it. So I think it's important that we do this repertoire and reveal it to the public, because it's a great treasure. But, I mean, yes, there is an element of the politic in it as well. It's to demonstrate Victorian Opera's capacity as a major company, as we will be in 2019, to undertake the great repertoire and to do it at a satisfactory level.
Mm. Well, it'll be an exciting night. The venue is the Palais Theatre, the vast 1920s theatre in St Kilda there in Seaside, Melbourne. So, it'll be thrilling in so many ways. Thank you so much to all three of you for coming into the studio and sharing it with me and the audience.
You're welcome, Michael. Thanks for having us.
Thank you for the invitation.
You've been meeting Richard Mills, the Artistic Director of the Victorian Opera, International Opera Director Rodula Gaetano, Contralto Leanne Keegan. The production is William Tell. It's by Rossini. And yes, you can see it at the fabulous Palais Theatre in Melbourne from the 14th through to the 19th of July. You'll find all the details on our website. This is The Hub on Stage. I'm Michael Cathcart.